Greetings, my name is Jason Marcellus, and I wanted to talk about a certain type of divide that has happened within music. It was years ago when a lot of my opinions about newer music really started to go public, if you will. And there was a gentleman who wrote a column about it, and he titled the column, "The Jazz Wars Are Back." That's what I call a 50-50 statement. He's not right, but he's not wrong either. The reason he said jazz wars is because he looked at what I was saying and, oh yeah, last name is Marcellus. He thought of the 1980s and jazz wars, and that was it. You know, and so that was not correct. However, he's not entirely wrong either. What was going on was that there was a divide within the music. Here's an example. In the 2000s, say you're at a university and you have two students talking and they're asking, what is it that you like with music? And one of them says, man, I really love the Ahmad Jamal Trio of the 1950s. And then the other student says, man, I ain't listening to that old music. No, man, I don't want to play that. And that's a very real divide that has been going on for, man, like past 20, 25 years. And the reason that a lot of students got away with that kind of thinking for a while is because the older musician would assume that it was a phase, because what the older musicians do, and I had this conversation a lot, is they compare it to themselves when they were coming along. And they would say, oh man, they're just young. I mean, I went through that, man. There was older music I didn't like, but I appreciated it when I grew up and when I got older, man. They'll outgrow that. That's just the phase. And I'm saying, not this time. The reason that it was different this time is because there was an environment that was catering to young people. For example, late 90s pop music was for young children because you knew that they were going to buy that music, so you had a system that was in place to market to children. If you were in college or if you were in your 20s and 30s, you don't matter. We're marketing to children. We don't care about you. You don't matter. And a similar thing happened with other music. So for example, if you're like in a jazz studies program in 2000s, you had those that were into the classic records and those who were into newer things. But rather than like both, you know, the guys that were into the newer things were dismissive of the older records. But here's the thing, there was a system that supported that type of thinking. So for instance, if you had an artist that came out and was playing like newer music, well, you had a system, whether it was a record label or whatever, that would support that because they knew at that point, you know what? We can market to students in college music programs, in jazz programs or what have you, because we know where they are, we know what the enrollment is, so we can start catering to them. So a lot of jazz magazines start catering to the college or high school music student because they know what the numbers are going to be. This is what happens when you reduce everything to numbers. They know what the numbers and the enrollments are. They're like, oh man, let's just cater to them. If you're age 30 and up, you don't matter. And so what it caused was this bit of a divide. In fact, I remember when I was critical and these comments came out, there was a pianist who emailed me and said, man, I really appreciate everything, man, that you were saying. I didn't really like the new thing. And a lot of the students that I know, that's what they're into. They were into the new thing. And I would hear about that a lot. That causes this divide. One side that's like, man, we really love the classic music. And the other side is like, nah, man, forget that old stuff. But there's a system that supports that. So if you're a musician, like if you play piano, for example, there's no incentive for you to learn Bud Powell's music or to learn Bud Powell tunes. There's no incentive for that, or to learn standard songs, or to learn music from George Gershwin, Cole Porter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's no incentive. Or learning solos. You'll become a better musician, but there's no incentive. So that's where that divide comes in. And so I think that that's true even with audiences. You know, you have people that like classic, like swing, and musicians that play standards and tunes. But then you have this other side that's like, oh man, that's that old stuff, man. We want to go over here and listen to straight eighth music and straight feel music with odd meters that's super complex. And you have a set audience for that. And so I think that there is a real divide that has happened with the music and with the audience. I think it's a very unfortunate development, but that divide, it's real.